on 88.1 WYPR. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. This morning I'm at the Creative Alliance in East Baltimore at an exhibition in which eight artists tell the stories of some of the children and young people who fled violence in Central America and made the harrowing journey across the Mexican and U.S. borders and landed here in Baltimore, hoping to begin a new life. Tanya Garcia is an artist who has been a Robert W. Deutsch Foundation Fellow at the Creative Alliance for the past year. She has curated this exhibition, which is called Después de la Frontera, or After the Border. She joins me this morning along with Maria Aldana. She is the manager of Community Arts. Good morning to you both. And Tanya, let me start with you. In addition to the eight artists whose work is exhibited here in the show, you've also engaged a scholar. Tell us who that person is and the work that she's done for this exhibition.
Sure. So we have approached Dr. Emma Cervón, which is a Latin American studies professor at Towson University, to develop a timeline and provide information to the audience about the social political context and the reasons why youth and families have left their homes from Central America, specifically the Triangle, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. So the timeline provides information on the instability factors, civil wars, coup d'etats, and also U.S. policies and trade agreements that have occurred over time and have pressured people out of the country. Emma's research has provided information on the factors why people leave and why people come here to the United States. And in 2014, 51,000 youth have fled their homes in Central America, which is more than double from the previous year.
Yeah, the timeline is quite explicit and quite enlightening. Back in 2009, there were only about 3,300 who had that experience. And as you say, it spiked in 2014. That number has seemed to gone down again in 2015. As of the end of March, fewer than 10,000. What accounts for the diminution of people coming? The fact that there are fewer people coming now, because it doesn't seem that things have changed that much in places like Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador.
Well, there's a Plan Frontera Sur, which is the southern border strategy in Mexico, which has pushed militarization south of the border of Mexico. And when youth and families have tried to cross Mexico, many have been deported when they've arrived there. So I think that partially has a lot to do with the numbers we're seeing today.
And Maria Aldana, as the director or the manager of community outreach here, you run a program called Neighborhood Voices. You were on the show a year or so ago and we talked about that. This issue of immigration, of course, is very much in the news now, particularly in the Republican primary process. It's a very hot topic. It's a very real topic and a very close to home topic for a lot of the folks that you're working with right here in East Baltimore.
Absolutely. As a refugee myself coming from Nicaragua many years ago, the process of assimilation is a very painful one because it's negotiating what you know to be normal and appropriate, and you confront cultural barriers and language barriers that make it difficult to really show who you are and how you can contribute to society. So I think what this show does is it tells the stories and it shines light on people who most of us don't have access to, and when we do, we don't really have the relationships to really get to know them to this level. So particularly with the video that Tanya has curated and has produced, it really looks into the lens of the sacrifices that were made for young people to cross the border here and the things that they've seen, the dangers that they've been through, and really to shine light on why they're here, and they're here to be reunited with their families. They're here to have a better opportunity to go to school. So I think that story is not told enough.
So Tanya, let's take a walk over to the video installation that you have here at the Creative Alliance. You're not only the curator of the exhibition, but you did contribute this piece. Tell us how you put this together.
Right, the video is of three youth, a mother and four skateboarders who traveled through Mexico to arrive at their destination in California. For the purposes of anonymity, to keep these youth anonymous, the video is cropped, so we see their eyes and mouths describing their what their lives were like before crossing the border, what the journey was like going across, and what their life is like now. It talks about these different stages in their journey across to come here to Maryland.
What did you learn when you talked to them?
Well, I learned a lot. There's a lot that didn't say as well, and I think that speaks volumes to the trauma that they experience across the border. It humanizes the experience in many ways because we really start to understand what personal experiences they were having in their home countries, the gang recruitments, the threats that they were receiving from gangs, and then the extreme poverty. They couldn't feed themselves. And for instance, the mother, in such desperation, fled out of extreme poverty. So I think that story of the mother really ties everything together as to why these youth are coming here to be reunited with family, or hope for a better future. But when the mother leaves, she also feels this extreme emptiness of not being able to be with her children in times of violence and desperation.
Tanya Garcia is the Deutsch Foundation Fellow at the Creative Alliance and the curator of an exhibition that's currently here called Después de la Frontera, or After the Border. Maria Aldana is the manager of community arts at the Creative Alliance. On 88.1, you're listening to Maryland Morning, and I'm Tom Hall. Maria, this is an issue that permeates, as we said, the political discourse. It raised, particularly in 2014, when there was this huge spike in the number of children and youth coming, 50-plus thousand people. There was a tension between the moral imperative to help these kids who are going through so much, and as this exhibition so vividly shows, you know, situations and circumstances that none of us can hardly imagine. But then there's the legal imperative as well. How does that tension play out in this exhibition, and how does it play out in the work that you're doing here at the Creative Alliance?
Sure. So my work is to engage with the community here and to also think about the cohesion and present programs that reflect a lot of the social justice issues happening in our neighborhood. So for us, it was partnering with Esperanza Center and looking at the work that they're doing. For the last year, they've been bombarded by connecting host families and young people who are coming to Maryland. So I think a lot of it was, for us, when we got this proposal from these partners and Towson University as well, it was, how can we use the arts to tell this story and to humanize it? How can we use our skills as an institution, as a gallery that presents work like this, particularly since last year, and how can we target the audience of this neighborhood that isn't aware of it, and really give kudos to these organizations and to the people who are stepping forward and realizing that their privilege can really change the life of a young person here.
Tanya, the exhibition is called Después de la Frontera, After the Border. So what happens? People are now talking in the political discourse about, you know, being for or against a path to citizenship. But that, in a way, is kind of a straw man, isn't it? I mean, there is a path to citizenship, as Maria has talked about, some of these young people reuniting with relatives and whatnot. There are nearly 900 of them now enrolled in Baltimore City schools. What is the path that most of them are following, or is there a common path among the folks that the kind of folks that you're talking about in this exhibition?
There are different paths to citizenship. And from what I've understood from the youth, that it's very difficult. It's a huge challenge to go through the legal process. Takes a lot of patience and taking multiple court dates and multiple visits with a lawyer, sometimes pro bono, sometimes not. Many cases, families, from what I've understood, talking with them, is that it's very expensive to have a lawyer and to seek legal advice. And to bring their youth here in the first place costs a lot of money. Many pay a coyote, which is essentially someone who brings in the youth from their country through Mexico to the United States. So, yeah, it's a very complicated process for the youth and very confusing at the same time, because they are just arriving to the United States. They don't understand the legal system here and what the steps are to obtain a place to stay.
You do very much put a very human face on the people who are coming. But what do you say to folks who say, look, you know, the answer is they got to get at the back of the line? I mean, you know, there's a way of coming into this country that's completely legal and completely, within the realm of what the law states. Maria Aldana, what's the response of kids in this exhibition or yourself who's had this very personal experience to that point of view?
I think it's complicated, and I think there isn't really one clear way to become a citizenship in this country, aside from, you know, finding a job as soon as you can. And if there, you know, in a more conceptual way, if there wasn't a need for more farmers, for more day laborers, then people wouldn't migrate here. I mean, this concept of the American dream is a myth that that there's people and jobs waiting for you in the United States, but you have to be very lucky, and it all depends on who's in charge of our politics right now. We don't have a legal way right now. We're waiting for, to see what Barack Obama will do and what the what our representatives will do to talk about this issue. You know, I feel very fortunate every day to have had my personal life and fleeing from a civil war in the 80s to be the person I am today, and to have my whole family with me is such a tremendous gift that I think is what this is all about.
Well, Tanya Garcia, thanks for your time and congratulations. This is a very, very moving exhibition.
Thank you very much.
And Maria Aldana as well. Good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
It's a very complicated, nuanced conversation to have, and this is an exhibition that certainly adds to that conversation. Tanya Garcia, she's the Deutsch Foundation Fellow at the Creative Alliance in East Baltimore. Maria Aldana is the Manager of Community Arts. Tanya's work is one of those. She's one of the artists whose work is included in this exhibition she has curated. It's called Después de la Frontera, or After the Border. You can catch the show here at the Creative Alliance until September 26, and after that, it'll travel to Towson University and eventually to Baltimore's City Hall. The Creative Alliance program Neighborhood Voices, which Maria Aldana works on, continues a week from Saturday on the 19th, and we've got a link to all of the events at the Creative Alliance on our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. Reporting from East Baltimore for Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast, I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.